Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I'd like to know your thoughts on Monero as an alternative to Bitcoin. Storing your wealth on a private blockchain away from prying eyes is a great thing. Most cryptocurrencies operate on a transparent ledger with just your address, and I can see how much you have. But with Monero, I can't even prove that you have it. Unfortunately, I believe that Bitcoin doesn't achieve what it was created for. Each coin has a recorded history, so one coin is not the same as another. It's not a fungible currency. Monero achieves fungibility through privacy and has much lower transaction fees. No woman can find out how much you have, so it's the perfect MGTOW money. I have heard you mention Monero a few times, but you never get into details about it. Thanks. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the Monero donation and topic request. If you want to use it to hide your money from women, it might be good for the short term. I do everything legally and I'm not suggesting you violate any court order, but the problem with Monero is that it's not a good store of value in the long term. Just look at this chart. It didn't even get to its all-time highs in early 2018 in 2021. So compared to Bitcoin, it's been a poor store of value. If you bought it at the height of 2017 and 18's bull market, you'd still be down and odds are you'll never see a return on your money. But that doesn't mean it's not a good thing to move money into Monero and then into Bitcoin on an exchange, which doesn't require a KYC or know your client form, where they force you to take a picture of your driver's license and passport. It's a good way to get your money out of the system in an untraceable way. And then you can leave for a country that doesn't have a tax on Bitcoin, so you can convert the Monero to Bitcoin and then out to the local currency wherever you are and there is no trail. Monero is better as a currency than Bitcoin because it's faster and offers more privacy. But where it fails is as a store of value, and it also doesn't scale. Sure, it's proof of work, just like Bitcoin, and has a network of loyal users and followers such as yourself, Mr. Anonymous. But it also isn't the dominant crypto network. That title falls to Bitcoin. Also, the reason governments allow Bitcoin, besides being unable to stop it, and because of its decentralized nature, is because they want to be able to trace the money and track it and tax it. They can't exactly do that with Monero, which means they'll probably make it very difficult for crypto exchanges to operate in the United States with it. We're already seeing that with the government suing Binance and Coinbase for running an unregulated exchange. I've gone into debates before with people about whether or not gold or Bitcoin is the better store of value, and which one has a future. For the record, I own both assets and ETFs as well as in self-custody. Having gold is great as insurance if the whole financial system comes crumbling down, but Bitcoin is there if the fiat money standard collapses instead. With investments, there's always the belief that you have to choose one or the other, that somehow you can't invest in multiple money systems, and I keep running into people that believe you can only have one or the other. I'll discuss more about the benefits about different digital and traditional currencies in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to using Monero as a currency but not as a store of value, Clown World Show. Once again, I need to show everyone this particular chart. Burn this image into your brain that Monero peaked in value in 2018 and has been wallowing in value since. Sure, it's a better currency, but it's inferior as a store of value. Will it go up in the next 2 years? Sure it will, but by how much, I don't know. But my bet is the king of crypto, Bitcoin, which is like the Highlander, and in the end there'll probably only be one store of value, that is. I would definitely be using Monero to spend on spicy things like working girls if I didn't want it to get traced. Monero uses ring signatures, masks IP addresses, and fills a very specific niche. People that blackmail corporations always seem to ask for Bitcoin, but if they asked for Monero, it would be impossible to trace them. In fact, it's so crazy that the IRS is offering anyone $625,000 if they crack Monero's code. The government can't see Monero address balances, transaction amounts, and transaction histories. Neither can your ex-wife and her lawyer. Say you lose your Bitcoin in a boating accident, wink wink nudge nudge, but it's really being transferred to Monero, and then pops into a foreign entity that's outside the family court's jurisdiction. There's no way to stop that. I remember in 2014 or 15, there was an African-American guy that left his wife and headed off to Brazil and converted his net worth to Bitcoin. Brazil didn't have an extradition law at the time, so his money was safe, and the American authorities couldn't do anything to him at the time. I don't remember his name, but he was boasting about now how his assets were safe from his wife. Back then, Monero was fairly new and he probably didn't know about it. But today he can convert his money into that currency instead of Bitcoin, and he could have ended up staying in the United States. But again, once he bought property or converted some of his crypto into fiat and put it into a bank account, it would be once again traced. So I suspect that he did the smartest thing he could, which is to leave to South America. As for Monero, is it better than Bitcoin? Yes, but Bitcoin wins because of its size. Mr. Anonymous, you're making the same argument a lot of people make, which is Bitcoin is outdated. True. But so is the COBOL coding language that's used for programming of the base layer of the banking system, yet it still hasn't been replaced even though the code is really old. It's 60 years old and yet 80% of the financial institutions and transactions use it. If Monero had the same adoption rate as Bitcoin, then people couldn't run their own nodes, which means it becomes centralized. Bitcoin is the only truly decentralized system that separates state and money. Monero rules in the dark web, but it's never going to get mass adoption. I don't know what else I can say, so for the rest of this video, I want to talk about an article called Working Woman Cries and Asks Why We Fought for Women to Get Jobs in the First Place. I'm So Tired, which I've linked below. It covers a video from a woman named Tay that wants to go back to traditionalism and not work for a living anymore. She wants to relax and kick her feet up. She believes that women's rights activists stole that lifestyle from her. People are also praising her for being traditional, but I suspect that she's just releasing her crocodile tears so that some chat out there feels pity for her and falls in love because she's traditional. We're going to see many women promoting the whole trad lifestyle thing because they're looking to attract a masculine conservative man instead of a more feminized progressive one. I really wish that men would wake up to women's deceptions. Calling themselves anti-feminist is not enough. They have to take a stand for men's rights. The only woman I took seriously talking about traditionalism, men and women, was Karen Strawn. She was willing to brave protesters, and still to this day, she was the only woman that defended MGTOW philosophy, and even went as far as to defend MGTOW when Jordan Peterson called us a bunch of weasels. Would I get into a relationship with a woman like her? No, because I know it'd be like training an elephant in the circus. One day the elephant might just snap and crush me for no reason, simply because it can. So when I see women crying about having to go to work instead of staying home as Sally Homemaker, I see ulterior motives. I see someone that's trying to reach as wide an audience of men as possible so they can increase their pool of dating options. Doesn't this woman look like maybe she's a 2 or 3? Doesn't she look like she needs every advantage she can get in the sexual marketplace? She's got quite the honking nose on her. She also kind of looks like a very poorly passing trans woman. In the workplace, unattractive women do not have the advantage. But in the days of Susie Homemaker, every woman was equal, being forced to take care of her family. This woman is probably forced to work some lowly support worker job, and she would benefit from traditionalism because she would be guaranteed to have a husband, plow horse, and children instead of just a cat. You wouldn't even have to hide your money from her in a divorce. Under traditionalism, you couldn't even divorce her, and she could pretty much drive you slowly insane over the years. She'd have you captured in your late teens and early 20s, and you would have been bonded to her emotionally, and you would effectively be her slave going to work every day, and you couldn't leave her even if you wanted to. It's always women that say being a housewife is akin to slavery. Meanwhile, this woman in question was saying that she would love to stay home and kick her feet up and do nothing. It's still a chore to clean a house, but it's not nearly as bad as having to work 8 hours a day and commute. Most women bought the propaganda that they were slaves at home and free at work. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you're smashing your head against the wall if you use Monero to save your money instead of Bitcoin. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that invest or use cryptocurrency without doing their homework first away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.